On Wednesday morning, six sports programs were announced to be cut from St. Cloud State University Athletics by the end of the 2015-2016 academic year. President Earl Potter sent a campus-wide email before 9 a.m. stating men's and women's tennis, women's Nordic skiing, men's cross-country skiing, and men's indoor-outdoor track and field will be eliminated. He says this was a very hard decision to make.
We fully understand the value of varsity athletics. Our students, student-athletes graduate at higher rates than the average. They are successful. They are leaders. They go on to successful lives and are mentors and role models while they're here and throughout the rest of their lives.
The athletic cuts are described as cost-saving measures that will provide a more sustainable student experience. Potter declares this is one step towards St. Cloud State closing its budget gap next year.
We expect continuing tight circumstances. We expect the call for accountability and for universities to hold down the cost of going to college. It's a national concern. We expect that to continue. So while you should understand that we have a budget gap next year, which we will close and have a balanced budget. During my 9 years as president, I have tried to avoid damaging our athletic programs. But I've been cutting budgets for 9 years. Now, we've cut everywhere at the university, and we can no longer sustain a quality student experience without changes.
The university is facing a $9 million deficit and has a goal to rebuild its financial reserves by $3 million for fiscal year 2017. In the meantime, support is being offered to approximately 80 student athletes on these teams to make decisions to transfer or continue education at SCSU. Athletic Director Heather Weems says the university will honor financial aid agreements for up to 4 years and has granted written permission for coaches at other institutions to contact athletes about transfer opportunities. In addition to eliminations, roster reductions will be made to men's baseball, football, swimming and diving, and wrestling. The cuts will save the department an estimated 5% of general funds, or about $250,000. President Potter describes the decision as savings in three tiers of sports categories. The third tier includes sports that received the least funding and support, while the first tier receives the most. Weems adds decisions were made based on reviews of the sport's history and tradition. Reporting for KVSC News, I'm Karina Borash.